Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small time leader moments.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning into Small Time Leaders Podcast. You might be wondering, where is Mike? Well, as a matter of fact, this is Romina, the podcast producer, and Mike had a surgery recently, therefore he is a little bit out of voice, but we absolutely have to keep going with the podcast and bring you guys amazing stories of small-time leaders on our guest's life. Today's guest actually is Renee Casillas. Renee is the Chief Executive Officer for American Council of Engineering Companies of Alabama, a professional trade association dedicated to improving the business practice and achieving recognition for its consulting engineering companies in Alabama. She has led ACEC of Alabama since 1999 as a public affairs and advocacy professional with over 30 years of experience. She serves on various governmental and legislative affairs committees throughout the state, representing the engineering profession in Alabama. Renee is a devoted mother and a grandmother. She is a trusted and respected community volunteer and a leader in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. Without losing any more time, let's actually dive in today's episode with Mike and Renee. And Mike, we hope you feel better soon.
Well, Renee, it is so good to see you and hear your voice again. It's been so long. This COVID thing's kept us apart, but so good to see you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so well. Thank you so much for inviting me, Mike. It's just such a pleasure to be with you. And you know, we've been friends for a long time now.
Well, Renee, you know, I always, and you even know from some of my seminars, always start with thankfulness. What are you grateful for today in particular? So before you tell us about your small time leader, tell us about something you're really grateful for in your life or your work right now.
I had just mentioned to you that I have this little placard that I have in one of my spare bedrooms that says, "In everything, give thanks." And that is actually my favorite biblical verse or verse of scripture. And, you know, even in the good times and not so good times, you know, you got to be thankful, because in the not so good times, the things that help you to shine emerge from those setbacks. You know, I'm thankful for that. And I've had a lot of setbacks in my life, as you well know.
Yeah, we've known each other forever. I know you have so many people who have influenced you, but tell us about someone in particular who's made a difference in your life.
You know, this has been a difficult year for so many, right? The first time that the world has marched through a pandemic. And so it has caused me to be very reflective. Also, I'm also approaching a milestone birthday. Okay, this is the year that I turned 60. So, you know, you become very insightful and reflective. And, you know, in for me personally, reflecting on those that helped me get to where I am today. And so I want to talk a little bit about my friend, our friend, because he's also a friend of yours and great leader. He is such an influential person, Randy Sane. So Randy at one time served as the president of our organization, which I am the executive director of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Alabama. And Randy served on our board going back to maybe 2004, but in the year 2007 through 2008, Randy served as our president of that organization.
Yeah. And Randy was president of Sane Associates too. And I know, but he came in as president at that time. So tell us about what was going on besides the worst economic crash we've had for a while. So.
Well, we were on the brink of the Great Recession, right? And we all saw that coming. And it was a very difficult time for a nonprofit organization. You know, I have a tremendous and collaborative members are, you know, leaders that serve as our members, that are volunteers that help me to steer through the good times and not so good times. But Randy served as our president at that time. We had a lot going on. We had just moved our offices from what was known in downtown Montgomery as the Associations Building, where many trade associations were housed, and the owners had sold that building to a bank. So we, you know, we were evicted, and we had been in that building for like 30 years. So we had moved into one of our members' offices, and that was the first time that I ever had to direct or help be a part of, you know, a construction effort. So, that was very helpful that he was there during that time for us. I think, you know, he influenced the board to help us make that move, which, you know, we're in those offices today, and we sit on the gateway into downtown Montgomery, just a beautiful location, a block or two away from the Alabama River. So he had that foresight, but we were also moving into the Great Recession. I mean, this was the brink of you know, the worst recession known to not just those of us in our nation, the business force in the U.S., but across the globe. I mean, it was just a terrible time in history, and especially difficult for business owners, which, you know, we represent the engineering owners of small and not so small engineering companies across the state.
And I think you had been through some tough times as well yourself right before you had this lunch you told me about you had with Randy. So tell us about a little bit about that, and let's talk about what.
So in 2007, I had a very life-threatening health crisis that came to me, and you know, and I was in my middle 40s. I woke up one day, and you know, with a little heartburn, and it turned out that heartburn, it was actually a massive heart attack in the making. So yeah, I had a heart attack, which just prior to that, I had been through a divorce after 30 years of marriage. And so, you know, for me personally, my life was just crushing around me. You know, I had a marriage that, you know, lasted for that many years. And then all of a sudden, you know, that ended abruptly. And I guess it was the stress of that and, you know, building out an office or offices for our organization and threat of a recession, which ended up becoming the worst recession that our history has seen. I had a lot of personal crisis going on around me. And so, yeah, so reflecting on all of that, you know, what I want to do is recognize and really express my gratitude for that person, that one person. You know, he may not think so, but, you know, he is just a very caring individual. And he took the time to take me to lunch one afternoon and ask me how I was doing. You know? And I know people in general ask you how you're doing. And, you know, we in general say, oh, we're doing great. You know, but really he listened intently and he cared wholeheartedly. And those people are really hard to come by, you know. So Randy Sane, you know, he's a big friend, and I just am so thankful for him that he was my president or the president of our organization during a very tumultuous time in our history and in my history, you know, in my personal life. So
that's a lot. Wow. Those three things together, you're lucky. I remember the heart attack and all that you went through, but you said that Randy told you a story, I think you mentioned to me, that still sticks with you.
Randy reminded me of a metaphor. And, you know, this metaphor is, you know, I don't know that it's biblically based, but it is used in many religious faiths. And, you know, the diamond in the rough, right? I mean, in order for any diamond, every diamond has the potential to become a high quality jewel. And those diamonds, you know, go through 1,000 years of torment, you know, pressure, fire, tumbling, in order for it to come out a shining jewel. You know, it's got to be polished, and, you know, it really has to endure a lot of difficulty, you know, as a rock in order for it to shine as precious jewel. And those rocks or jewels, as they come to be, you know, are used in jewelry. It's used to top off rolls, the crowns of royalty. But, you know, I also think of my daddy was a jeweler, and I remember his diamond tips that he used, you know, to cut into other gemstones that he formed and fashioned into jewelry. So Randy shared that analogy for me. And, you know, because I guess my dad was a jeweler and I grew up around his workshop all of my life, that was a really important moment. I mean, it really hit home. It hit to my heart, into my soul. What he was trying to tell me is that, you know, Renee, you're going through a really difficult time. Man, you're having a really hard time. But just remember that it takes that kind of turmoil for you to be able to turn your life around into and look back on it one day and smile. Wow. So here I am on the other side of all that, you know, a few years later, a few years down the road. Yes, we are in the middle of a pandemic, you know, another world crisis that who would have ever thought we would all be experiencing. But for me, you know, I feel joyful that, you know, during the tough times that I have really strong people around me. Mike, you're one of those people. You know, you help, you are very instrumental in the development of our organization. So, you know, so I am thankful for you as well.
Oh, well, that's
we're talking about Randy Sane. So.
Yeah. Well, Renee, thanks so much for telling your story. I didn't realize your dad was a jeweler. Now I understand why the story really hit home a little bit more, but thanks for reminding us about great leaders are really great listeners and pass those things along to you that touch your heart. Take that with us today to remember that pressure we're feeling is really something that's helping us be better as people and as leaders. So Renee, thanks again for sharing about Randy Sane, and we'll share this with him soon.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me this morning, Mike.
All right, Renee, we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.